All right, back there. Come out here and show your face or this little joint gets it right through his head.
Jerry, he means it. He'll kill Max.
Shh, quiet, Pam.
Come out, I said. Come out or Max gets it.
Mr. and Mrs. North, starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Coat of Arms. Here's a domestic scene. The time, early morning. The place, the apartment of Mr. and Mrs. North. The cast, 2 grapefruit, 2 3-minute eggs, 2 cups of coffee, 1 wife, 1 husband, 1 newspaper. The conversation sparkles with early morning brilliance. Listen.
Jerry?
Hmm?
Jerry, dear.
Hmm? Yes, Pam.
Jerry, the men have come to varnish the ice cubes.
Okay. What did you say?
I said the men have come to varnish the ice cubes.
Oh, darling, that doesn't make sense. Does it?
No.
Well, then
but it
what?
Made you come out from behind that silly newspaper.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, Pam.
You're acting like a bored husband. The only thing that interests you more than that paper are varnished ice cubes.
Oh, no, darling. I was just reading the obituaries.
Oh, fine.
About Herb
Whitney.
Now
you prefer the obituaries to your own wife. Who?
Herb Whitney.
The photographer?
Yes.
Died?
Yeah. Friday night. Here, look.
Oh, gee, that's awful.
Yeah. Oh, Herb's done work for our company for years. Book jackets, illustrations.
Well, shouldn't we do something? I mean, well, call Mrs. Whitney or...
Say, that might be a good idea. You know, she's pretty much alone now.
I'll call her. Do you know their home phone?
Well, it's in the little book, I think.
Okay. Oh, here it is.
Don't answer it.
Who are you? What do you want?
I said let it ring. Okay. Now listen, Mrs. Whitney. Your husband had a coat. Top coat, brown tweed. You know the one I mean?
Yes.
Get it for me.
But I...
Get it.
I can't. It's not here.
What?
It's gone.
Gone where?
All his clothes. They're all gone. I didn't want any memories. I gave them away.
What?
I gave them away.
Listen. Your husband was on his way to meet me when he died.
To meet you?
Yeah. The name's Montana. Carl Montana. Your husband had something for me. It was in his brown tweed coat.
I don't understand. What would Herb have for...
Oh, never mind. Now, where's that coat?
I told you. I gave it away yesterday. After the funeral.
Tell me where it is.
I gave it to charity. Charity.
Which charity? Which one? Tell me, which one?
The Salvation Army. The Salvation Army.
Okay. Listen, one word. Just one word from you about this to anyone and I'll...
Information. The phone number of the Salvation Army. Main Depot.
I still say it seems strange, Jerry.
Hmm?
Call once, no answer. Call again, line's busy. Call a third time, no answer again.
Yeah. Oh, there, that must be the house, the one with the funeral wreath on the door.
If she's not home, we can leave a note. In case there's anything we could do for her. Don't the Whitneys have any family here at all?
Well, from the way Herb spoke, they all lived in Kansas or someplace.
Mm. Lights on inside.
Mm-hmm.
Ring it again.
Mm. Well, I suppose she's probably...
Jerry, look.
Pam, don't go looking in the windows.
Look in there, on the floor.
What? Oh, brother.
She must have fainted.
Come on, maybe the door's unlocked.
Oh, thank heavens.
Here, in this room.
Mrs. Whitney? Jerry, what's the matter with her?
She's dead.
Dead?
Murdered. Shot twice, in the back.
Oh, Jerry, why? Why should anyone
want
her?
Look, we'd better call Bill Wigand.
Oh.
The phone. Now, let it ring. You know, it looks like she was shot just as she was turning away from that telephone. You see, she's... Pam, I said...
Hello, hello?
Too late. Hello?
Mrs. Whitney?
Oh, no, she's not here, is there...
This is the Salvation Army calling.
Salvation Army?
Who is it?
Mrs. Whitney called us a little while ago. She was eager to locate a brown tweed topcoat that she donated.
Oh, yes.
Would you tell her, please, that I checked it here at the main depot? It arrived here yesterday. It was probably processed last night and sent to one of our downtown missions.
Ah, I see. She didn't say why she wanted the coat, did she?
Something left in the pockets, probably. That often happened. But no one here remembers seeing a man's coat with a Morgan Brothers label. But then we can never be sure.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll tell her.
If she'll check the missions downtown, the one at the Bowery most likely, she may still find it.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all. Glad to be of service.
Now, what was that all about?
Well, something about a coat.
Coat?
Herb's. Brown tweed. Morgan Brothers label. Darling, do you suppose it has anything to do with this?
No, of course not.
It might.
Oh, now, Pam, just...
She must have been on the phone talking to the Salvation Army just before she was shot.
Well, if it has, let the police worry about it.
It may be gone. If it's at the mission, it may be given to somebody at any minute. Oh, darling, let's go down
there. Now, Pam, stop it. There's no reason to believe that coat has anything to do with anything. And besides, we've got to stay here until Bill...
Then you stay. I'm going to the mission...
Now, Pam, you're not going to cruise around Skid Row alone.
Then you go and I'll wait for Bill. Oh, please, Jerry. I know it may be a wild goose chase, but it may not be, too. And if that coat is given away...
Oh, all right, Pam, all right. All right, I'll go. Now, you call Bill.
Yes.
And tell him where I am.
Oh, I will. Bowery Mission, Jerry. Brown tweed coat. Morgan Brothers label. And hurry!
Come, come, come to the gentle wood. Sing, men, let your voices soar.
Now,
oh, dear to my childhood, as the little brown church in the dark. Ah, glorious men, glorious. And now another song to rock the walls of our humble mission. A song to accompany our most ardent
prayers. Pardon me, Sergeant.
One more hymn, brothers, before we...
Forgive me, Sergeant, for interrupting, but...
Oh, there's soup on the steam table, if you like, my friend.
Sergeant, it's awfully important.
Or perhaps you'd like to join with us as we offer another...
Sergeant, I'd like to talk to you now.
Something wrong, my friend?
Yes.
Then you've come to the right place here.
No, mine is a different sort of problem, Sergeant. It's about a coat.
A coat? Well, you're welcome to look through the clothes in the next room.
Well, I don't really need a coat.
No need for explanations. The clothes are there for those who need them. Take what fits you, my friend, and may the Lord bless you with better fortune.
Well, thank you. In there?
Yes, sir, in there. And now, men, let's have another hymn. Turn to page...
No, it's not this one. I'm gonna see. Nope. Brown coat. Nope. Oh, what a mess of clothes. Yes.
You don't look like you need charity, pal.
Oh, no. I'm just looking for a coat that was donated. There's something in the pocket.
Coat, eh? What kind of coat?
Top coat. Brown tweed. It's probably not here. Been digging in this pile of clothes for over an hour. Wait, say, isn't this... Well, sure, brown tweed. Oh, sure enough.
Yeah, that's brown tweed, all right. Got a Morgan Brothers label in it?
Yeah, by golly, it has. It... Hey, how'd you know about the Morgan
Brothers... Okay, let's have it. Come on, give me the coat.
That pen of yours looks pretty persuasive.
Stand still. Just stay put and toss the coat over here. Come on, do it.
Sure. Here.
That's better. Now, right here in the light.
Hey, careful. Just...
Hey, one moment there. Just one moment there. I thought I heard something being torn. I thought so.
An outrage. An utterly unforgivable outrage. Deliberately tearing those heaven-sent garments. Deliberately violating the Christian concept of charity. Give me that coat. Give me that coat, I say.
Careful, Sergeant. He's got a gun.
Oh? No, brother. Your gun is useless here.
Hey, he's right. Look in the doorway.
You need some help, Sergeant?
It's all right, gentlemen. Thank you. I suggest you leave the mission, my friend. Return another time. Under friendlier conditions.
But listen, I just want to get something out of that coat.
You'd better go, brother. You're not welcome here.
But I just wanted to...
Hey, mister, we don't like guys to argue with a sign.
Goodbye, my friend. Come again with a smile, and you'll be welcome.
But I tell you,
goodbye,
I...
Goodbye, my friend.
Say, Sergeant, if I...
Hey, Sarge, I bet that coat will fit me.
It's all yours, Muskie. Wear it well.
Oh, now wait, Sergeant.
Yes. Catch.
Thanks, Sarge. Thanks a million.
Oh, now, Sergeant, the least you could do was find out why we...
You questioning the wisdom of charity, friend.
But that coat's bound to cause nothing but trouble for that old guy.
It's the first coat he's owned in years. I notice your coat is comparatively new.
You don't understand, Sergeant. That... Hey.
You'd better go. We've had enough trouble in this mission for one day. Go now, before I'm forced to call the police.
You say there were two well-dressed men looking for the coat, Sergeant?
That's right, Lieutenant Wagon. The younger man came in first.
That must have been Jerry, Bill.
Now, don't upset yourself. Pam will locate.
I had no idea that coat would mean so much.
But you said he had a gun. He wanted to use it. You said to keep the coat. Didn't that give you an idea?
Guns and knives aren't exactly novelties in this section of the city, my dear.
Oh, Bill, we've got to find Jerry. We've got to.
We will, Pam. Now, just take it easy. Sergeant, what about the man who has the coat now?
Muskie?
Yes. Now, can you tell us something about him? Describe him?
Well, Muskie wears khaki trousers, rather dirty, has a heavy crop of white hair.
I see. Now, where does he usually hang out?
In here, or at his, hotel.
Flophouse, you mean, don't you?
Yes. The Royal Arms. It's about four blocks from here.
Bill, do you suppose Jerry followed him?
Well, it's possible, Pam.
That other man, the one with the gun, he probably followed him, too.
Now, before we upset ourselves, Pam, let's find out for sure.
Are you the manager?
I run the place, if that's what you mean.
I understand you have a tenant here called Muskie. Is that right?
Yeah. You're a cop, ain't you?
Yes, Lieutenant Wagon, homicide.
Cops, fire inspectors, health inspectors, I can spot them all a mile away.
I'll bet. Look, do you mind if we look around upstairs?
Yeah, ladies ain't allowed upstairs.
Well, I have a couple of men in the car outside. I'll send one of them up.
Okay. Muskie ain't up there, but you can look. I'll show you around. You won't find nothing, but you can look.
Bill?
Huh?
Where do you suppose Jerry can be?
Well, he's probably on Muskie's trail after that coat.
But that other man, he may be the killer, and, well, he's after that coat, too.
I thought you were sending a man up here, Lieutenant.
Oh, Bill, we've got to find Jerry. We've got to.
Yes, sir? Something I could do for you?
Yes, sir. Didn't a guy with white hair come in here a while ago?
Mister, please, the sign outside, it says Max's Loan Emporium, not Information Bureau.
Yeah, the guy with the white hair. I saw him come down this street.
Mister, I got troubles, too. My arthritis, oh, it's killing me.
Look, he was wearing a brown tweed coat when he came in here. And I'll bet my eye teeth he wasn't wearing it when he left.
On eye teeth, I don't give no loans.
Look, do you mind if I look through that rack for the coat?
Oh, mister, please. If he stole the coat from you, this ain't for me to know. He brings it in, I give a loan. Please, mister, look, I don't want no trouble. I run a respectable hawk shop.
Here it is on the chair here. You haven't even hung it up yet.
Mister, listen to me. I'm a sick man. My back with this arthritis is no picnic. Please, I don't want no trouble.
Look, I just want to check the pockets of this coat.
Without a ticket, you don't check nothing.
All right, you two.
Who's that?
I'll settle your little argument. Give me the coat.
Oh, no guns.
guns yet.
Well, you're having yourself a big time playing tag with me, aren't you, mister?
Yeah. And this time you're it. Toss that coat over here.
Give him the coat already. For heaven's sake, give him the coat.
Without a ticket?
Ticket, nothing. Look at a gun he's got.
Wait a minute.
Don't tell me to wait. That coat. Take the coat and get out of here. Take the coat and admit that gun. Get out of
Thanks.
Here.
Thanks a lot. And I don't want either one of you jokers following me or calling the police, understand? No funny stuff, no phone calls, no cops. That's the way it's got to be, understand?
Phil, isn't there anything we can do?
We're doing it, Pam.
But we can't waste the whole day sitting here in your squad car. Jerry might...
Now, sooner or later, Pam, Muskie's bound to come back here to his flophouse. Now, we'll wait here until he...
Bill, look over there.
Yeah, white hair, khaki trousers.
But no brown tweed top coat.
Come on, let's talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute, Muskie.
Me?
Yeah, that's your name, isn't it?
Yeah. Why, who are you?
Oh, this is Mrs. North. I'm Lieutenant Wigan, homicide.
Homicide? Honest, Lieutenant. I ain't done nothing.
I know. I just want to ask you a few questions.
You're gonna pull me in?
No. We can ask him right here.
Oh, okay.
Sergeant Ferguson at the Salvation Army Mission gave you a brown tweed topcoat, right? Isn't that right, Muskie?
It's all right, Muskie. There's no harm.
Yeah. He gave it to me.
Well, where's it now? Where's the coat now, Muskie?
Please, Muskie, we've got to know.
Well, you won't tell Sergeant Ferguson, will you?
No, not if you don't want us to.
Well, I hocked it.
Hocked it?
Where?
At Max's place. He gives good loans, Max does. Everybody likes Max.
Where's his shop located?
About 2.5 blocks down that way. Max's loan emporium, he calls it. That coat didn't fit me so good.
It didn't take you half an hour to do that, did it?
Well, I stopped back at a Salvation Army mission.
Why?
The passport.
What passport? Now, look, Muskie, talk sense.
Well, the passport I found in the coat the Sarge gave me.
A passport in the coat? Bill, maybe that...
I found a thing stuck in a line on somebody's passport, so I brung it back to the Sarge. What'll I do with a passport anyways? I ain't going no place.
Muskie, are you telling the truth? You brought that passport back to the mission?
Lieutenant, I cross my heart and hope to sleep in a gutter. Right there, right over there, I'll sleep.
Okay, Muskie, that's all. Thanks.
That's all? You don't need me no more?
No, that's all, Muskie.
Thank you, Lieutenant, thank you. Bye-bye, Mrs. Moore.
Bye, Muskie.
Pam, I'll send my men over to the mission to collect that passport before anything else happens to it. Now, you go with them.
Well, what about Jerry?
Well, the chances are that passport is the cause of all this hocus-pocus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the man with the gun probably trailed Muskie to the hock shop, and he might be trying to get the coat right now. Now, look, you go back to the mission, and I'll go to the hock shop alone.
Bill, I'm...
No, Pam. I'm going alone.
There it is. Max's loan emporium.
Oh, Pam, I wish you'd gone in the squad car to the...
Look, Bill, look. Inside the shop.
Huh? Where?
There's Jerry. Oh, Jerry! Jerry! Oh, Jerry!
Pam!
Oh, darling, are you all right?
Yes.
You're sure you're all right?
Well, sure, I'm sure. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Jerry.
First you bring gunmen, now you bring family reunions. Is this a hot shop or a catering service?
Oh, Max, this is Lieutenant Wigand of the Homicide Bureau.
Homicide police? Lieutenant, look, I'm a sick man. I got arthritis in my back. Look how it bends me like a pretzel. Please take your homicide and go someplace else, will you?
No, I'm sorry, Max. I can't. Now, the man we're looking for is due back here to claim a top coat.
Well, he's claimed it, Bill. He took it from us at gunpoint just a little while ago.
Good.
Good? Oh, now, Pam, I've chased that coat all over this...
Now, he's bound to come back here.
Back here? Oh, no. No. Well,
why should he come back here, Pam? He's got his coat.
No, she's right, Jerry. He'll be back. He wants a passport that was in the lining of the coat. Now, look, Max, is there a back room here?
Yeah, behind the counter there,
but why... All right, we'll duck in there.
All of you?
Yes. Now, look, when your friend makes his entrance, keep him busy, Max. Just talk to him. Just talk to him and just act natural.
Natural? Who could be natural at this
point? Max, it's a chance to catch a killer. We need your help. We need it very much.
8 million people in this city, and they need my help. All right, go in the back room.
Thank you.
Okay, Max. Let's have it.
It's you again. What do you want this time?
The passport you took out of this coat.
Passport? What would I do with a passport? I need a passport to go to Staten Island?
I need a passport, Max. The one you took out of this coat.
Mister, please believe it. I don't got no passport. Please, look, just leave the coat if you ain't happy, and I'll get it. Oh, the gun again.
Yeah, the gun again. I'm gonna tear this shop apart, Max, till I find that passport.
No.
Understand? What are you looking at?
Please, look, even the gun don't make no difference. I don't.
What are you looking at, Max? What's the...
Oh, I get it. We got company. Hey, let go of me.
Now, either your chums in the back room come out, or you get a bullet in the back of the head.
Take your hands off me. Let go of me.
Still. All right, back there. Come out here and show your face, or this little joik gets it right through his head. Come out, I said. Come out.
There's nobody back there. Let me show you.
Shut up. I said you'd better show your face or your pal Max gets it where it hurts the most. Now come out.
You ain't got the knife.
No. Listen back there. I got all the knife I need. I've had practice. I killed a dame who tried to get between me and that passport. I'll do it again if I have to. You hear me back there? Now come out there before Max gets it.
Stay. Stay back. Don't come out.
You shut up.
Well, look who's here.
Okay, big shot. You win. Now let Max go.
Sure. With pleasure. I've been itching to use this gun on you all day. Who are you? What's your angle?
The name's North. Jerry North.
Never heard of you.
And your name? Might as well get the formalities over with.
Montana. Carl Montana.
Montana? I've heard of you. Something about being subpoenaed by that crime committee, right?
Something like that.
Is that why you're so eager for that passport? So you can clear out before the committee starts asking questions. And you killed Mrs. Whitney to keep her from calling the police.
What's your angle, North?
Your mistake was that you didn't shoot her before she telephoned the Salvation Army.
Why are you so interested in shoving your nose into my troubles? Better talk, North. I want to know your angle. I'm going to count five, North.
Need any help?
Funny man. I'm going to count to five. Either you tell me how you figure in my life, or I put you out of it for keeps. One. Two. Better talk, North. Right about now, I've forgotten how it feels not to kill. Three. Four. Okay, pal. Hope you're nicely insured. Here it comes. Five.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all right, darling. Bill is still as good a shot as he ever was. He didn't miss.
Folks, anything
no.
at all?
Oh, no thanks anyway, Sergeant.
Some soup, perhaps. How about you, Mr. North? Have some soup. Made every drop of it myself.
Well, I...
can't have some, Jerry.
Yeah, okay.
Me too. I've always wanted to taste soup made by a sergeant.
Well, to be honest, Mrs. North, I can't claim all the credit for it. It's my mother's recipe. She was a full colonel.